The station is CITR 11.9 FM. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name's Andy Resto, and Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. I host this program. It's called The Burrow, and this is NAP. That was NAP to kick things off here on the Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM. NAP is the electronic project of Daniel Rincon, who's a local producer here in Vancouver, and he's going to be playing a set tomorrow night to open up the Ace Martin's tape release show at the Lido. Ace Martin's putting out their second tape and first as a full group. It's called Palm Springs, so head out to the Lido tomorrow night to hear Daniel Rincon open things up, and Ace Martin's play the new smash hits from Palm Springs. Up next, this is an artist from the UK who goes by the moniker of Puce Mary, P-U-C-E. I think that's pronounced Puce, might be Pooch, Pooche, Puce Mary, apparently a shade, a purplish shade that looks reddish brown, something along those lines. So she's a noise experimental artist along the lines of Pharmacon, things of that nature, and just came out with a new record called The Spiral on a label called Posh Isolation, and it is great. So we're gonna continue listening to this here. It's called The Temptation to Exist. And then later on in the program, the primary feature of this week's episode is an interview with New York-based post-punk group
Wall,
W-A-L-L, who as of right now only have a self-titled EP on Wharfcat Records, but have a full-length in the works. Very good group, and had an interview with them a couple of weeks ago, so that is going to be the main feature of the episode a little bit later on. For right now, we're going to enjoy the rest of this song, The Temptation to Exist, by Puss Mary. That was a piece called Travelers by Hick, which is a project, solo project of Andrea Lukic, of New Sensei renown here in Vancouver. Solo experimental project, friend of the program from a while back. I remember she had described what maybe became this project, I don't know, as fire punk, I think was the term. So there you go, Travelers by Hick. She's going to be playing as part of Record Store Day, which is coming up on April 16th at Horses Records, along with a lot of other great bands, one of which, Swim Team, I should be getting to later in the program. April 16th, Record Store Day. It's a very fun day. Lots of live performances around the city. And we here at CITR always, for about 5 years, I think this is going to be the 5th year, are doing our annual dual live broadcast with CJSF Radio from SFU. And we're going to split 4 record stores throughout the day and get a lot of interviews and just good times. High fives and smiles and tunes all around. Alrighty, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This program's called The Burrow at a ambient, maybe harsh ambience, maybe could be a term. Starts the show. Hick, before Hick was Puss Mary from the UK, has a wonderful, wonderful album that just came out called The Spiral. And I highly encourage you all to go check that out. We heard The Temptation to Exist. And to kick off the show, we heard a song called Sinktone / Surprise by Knapp, which is the project of Vancouver-based producer Daniel Rincon, who is opening with a set at the Lido tomorrow night for Ace Martins, who have their tape release, Palm Springs tape release tomorrow. Should be a very nice evening tomorrow night. Head out to the Lido, free show, wonderful place, good music. Okay, now to get into the bulk of the episode this week. Have an interview with Wall, a New York band. So we're getting into the punk rock man. Wall have a self-titled EP that is out right now in Wharfcat. I'm going to play the track FTP from that. After that, we might get a couple messages, and then it will jump right into the interview. The interview starts a bit in medias res. It was done partially in a moving vehicle, so there are some distractions. I hope it doesn't sound terrible. I think it's endearing in a way, some of the distracted answers or comments. Anyhow, that will be on the other side of this song, FDP, and a couple of messages. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program is called The Burrow.
Other blurred out faces, hurting. to in this play, wear a mask, ballet, roll in the dirt and laugh the day, crying in strangers' kitchens but knowing it's all for face value, exhausted of changing masks, complete the last task, journey home and up the stairs, shifting shapes to match the day, dancer, lover, actor, mother, always taking care not to get lost completely for fear of alienation, fear I've lost my place in this race but I can wear the face of a winner, fear I've lost my place in this race but I can wear the face of a winner, fear I've lost my place in this race but I can wear the face of a winner.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Beautiful. I don't know if that's the
it's that's a great scenic intro.
Interesting, weird, keep us in
weird. Keep us in weird.
I want that to
what is
die.
Yeah, what isn't that stealing Portland's catchphrase?
Oh my god, well, it's always something that like they started like the last 10 years or something. It's not even like a real thing. So I'm from Austin. Okay. So I can tell you the legit stuff about it. And so yeah, the keep us in weird thing is just something where they were like trying to market the city. So they were like, oh, cool, what can we say? Like, Austin's known for its hippies, blah, blah, blah. So then they used it, and then it immediately killed any location that hippies used to hang out. Like, when I go around Austin now, it's like, everything that I like to do is either like been torn down or got out of business, so it's pretty limited, I guess.
Yeah, it's a weird thing where like you just see the posters everywhere, but it just becomes like not even self-fulfilling, but just
it's
like
an empty promise.
Where is where does this happen? You say it happens everywhere, but then where?
I don't know that Austin's that weird. I feel like Austin is all like if Williamsburg was a city, it would be Austin basically.
Sitting with two halves, or one half, I should say. Not two halves.
Two halves make a whole.
One half of the rock band Wall. Do you want to quickly introduce yourselves and then maybe say who is missing?
Yes, my name is Elizabeth. I play bass and sing.
I'm Vanessa. I play drums.
And missing is Sam, who sings, and Vince, who plays guitar.
And Wall, relatively new group, but you've had some projects in the past. Do you want to talk about some other groups you've been in?
I'm from Austin, and so I was in a band here for 4 years called Finally Punk, and we toured both Europe and U.S. a lot. We played South by Southwest, like, 4 years, and that's about that. And then Vince was in a lot of bands in his hometown, which is called Buna. It's a really small town in East Texas. And most recently he had like a recording project with Austin Brown and Parquet Quartz where they would email each other songs. Vince was living in Chicago. Austin finally convinced Vince to move to New York. So Vince did, and me and Vince moved to New York about the same time 3 years ago. Yeah. Oh, and then we started the band?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, this is me and Sam's like first band, but I did like some backup vocals for some friends, Fergus and Geronimo, their band, on like their record and then also some live shows, but I've never been in a band.
And Vanessa, and you always said you wanted to learn drums. And, like,
yeah, I always
and, like,
wanted.
You listen to Bright Girl and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, I've always wanted to learn drums since I was a teenager. But I like got my drum set through a mutual friend, and then some friends started teaching me. Jason Kelly from Future Punks and Max Savage from Parquet Quartz both taught me, and then I kind of learned to wing it by being in this band. Vince is also kind of a teacher.
Yeah, Vince is Vince has actually played drums in some of his old
bands.
Like
Ringo Death Star and
Oh, okay, great. So yeah, then there's a self-titled EP that you put out as Wall. I first discovered it, we got it to our radio station. It was packaged in this like this nice mini disc, like CD.
Those are so cute.
Yeah, the label guys love this.
And that was on Wharfcat. Is there a connection with Wharfcat, or is it just something that kind of panned out?
I think they released something. So we're, you know, New York, there's all these people who've moved there from Texas. So, like, you know, we're friends with, like, Future Punks and, like, Parquet Quartz and, like, all these bands that are Texas people. I think they had done a split with Parquet Quartz or something, and so then they found out about us. So they recorded it, or sorry, they released it, and we had never played a show.
They're going based purely off those recordings, which were meant to just be a demo. They weren't. Yeah. They're pretty rough.
Yeah. So they, we made it. We made the recordings with just like a reel to reel kind of situation, and then we did. What did we do after that?
Austin just shared
it. Recorded it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Austin shared it with some people. And so, yeah, they said yes.
Yeah, Austin shared it, and they seemed to really like it, and we had never played a show, and they were just like, yeah, let's do it, whatever. And it was pretty, like, casual.
Because records take so long, by the time we released it, we'd actually played a show. So, it was just we recorded it before we played any shows. We recorded it right before I left for, like, 3 months on a job, so we recorded it right before I left, I think. I mean, in some ways to, like, just cement down everything. I don't actually know why we recorded it. Do you remember? Like, why did we even do that?
The demo?
Yeah.
Just because we wanted...
I don't know.
I
don't remember where that idea came from.
I think we purely just wanted to, like, have something recorded to start, like, selling. Because we played with the idea of having a tape.
We weren't even playing shows.
I know, but we were just eager to to start recording it. I don't know, just to see what it would sound like. Who knows? It's funny that we can't remember like the series of events that led to the 7-inch, but we had good reasons.
This is actually a sick fucking spot. Somebody must have just left.
The sound of the group, there's clearly, like, you know, no wave kind of post-punk influences. Definitely. There. Are there key groups or even, like, single songs that you could point to that inspired the sound of all our other bands that you've done? Or is it more just, like, an organic thing that all these things are, you know, being sucked in over a bunch of years and then it comes out that way?
I think all of us are kind of like huge music fans, so we all have stuff we've listened to. As a group, we've all listened to probably a lot of like Sonic Youth and like Gang of Four and stuff like that. Like, those are bands that all of us like, you know, like if you're like B-52s, we all like. We listened after we started and we recorded the album and everything, maybe only like 6 months ago. So we played a show and some guy was like, you know, have you ever listened to the band Pylon? And I went and listened to them again and I was like, holy shit.
Right,
we sound exactly like it. So like without trying, it's, I listened to Pylon a ton, like in college. I actually was a college radio DJ. And so it's funny, like there's all that stuff that just kind of like gets in your like psyche or whatever. Yeah, and you can't, exactly. You know, because like,
I mean, like, Cool and Dub are two, like, the greatest songs that's ever been written.
So. Cool and Dub. So. Yeah, I like that one, like, M-Train or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I listened to that while riding the M-Train to work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I live right by the M-Train, too. So, yeah, that's funny.
Pylon here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM. A song called Dub from Gyrate. Absolutely terrific, terrific song in a classic record from the Athens-based band Pylon. This program is called The Borough. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. If you've been tuned in, you've heard a bit of my interview with the New York-based punk band Wall. I'm going to get to the rest of that in a bit. It's a noisy one. It's more cluttered than I imagined it was when I had edited it. I hope it is bearable. I hope it puts you into the scene rather than just being distracting. Anyhow, we'll hear the rest of that interview in a bit. Right now we're going to jump into a song. Elizabeth from Wall, the bass player of Wall, who was one of the two members I was chatting with, has been in a variety of bands before Wall, one of them, this one right here, called Finally Punk. We're going to hear a song from Finally Punk called Pregnant, and then get back into the chat with Elizabeth and Vanessa.
By the M train too, so yeah, that's funny. So yeah, I would say all that. We will like listen to other bands to like get inspiration. I think Cuban Cigars happened after we listened to Gang of Four.
No, after we listened to B-52s.
After we listened to B-52s. Yeah. And then right now I know Vince is really campaigning for us to listen to the Coneheads and make something out of
I mean, like, and also I think like production wise or like you know, mixing, like influences from mixing, we've talked about, you know, Iggy Pop's The Idiot, like kind of as an influence or like kind of like a starting point to kind of like inspired by.
My old band, I would say the song structure probably comes from my old band. My old band was very experimental. It was for people who would switch instruments for every song, and we had very like weird, it was like mega self-taught, so we didn't worry about song structure or anything. So I tend to like odd times, you know, if you repeat a phrase or whatever, I like to do it an odd amount of times and like place things in odd places and stuff like that. So I think that comes out of my old band because there was like kind of no rules.
And Vince is like so classically trained or like thinks that way, I guess, that he kind of, it's also like a good balance between that, you know, kind of perspective, and then also like he'll try to make it cohesive and like bring it together in a way that is more
he'll order
and makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a good balance between the two.
Yeah. What was the radio show that you did?
Oh, I did a radio show that was all experimental music. I was really into, like, Musique Concrète and, like, Steve Reich. I used to, there was two record, like, turntables, and there was two turntables and two CD players, so I used to put something in all of them and then just play it.
Great,
so I just
cool.
do that for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was also a program manager, so I'd have to, like, cover other DJs' things.
Okay.
So I remember once just playing the entirety of, like, Laurie Anderson's United States and just, like, sleeping on the floor because I had to cover from, like, 2 a.m. to, like, 8 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah. That's great, though. Just no rules during that time.
No, just, like, forget it, you know.
Yeah, so what, is there a full-length record that you are
putting
together?
Yeah, we've recorded one, and it's being mixed, like, next week, actually. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hoping for the fall, but, I mean, it's all really loose. We have no idea when it's going to come out, for sure.
Yeah. And on WorfCon.
No, we're just talking to other people. Yeah. We're talking to a bunch of people right now.
So that's on the DL.
TBD.
Okay.
To be determined.
So it seems like in Brooklyn there's a very, like, connected group of people.
Can we call it New York and not Brooklyn?
Sure.
I really hate
that. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't even live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I just find it super annoying because we live in New York, actually, not in, like, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, like, a thing that happens that I don't want to have happen in our interviews.
Yeah, sure. And are there other things happening outside of maybe people you're connected with that... I don't know, some people might find surprising or certain secrets that maybe people who don't live there don't want to know about.
A practice space, right?
Either venues or other groups and stuff.
What do you mean?
Like the metal dudes at our practice space.
Yeah.
Yeah, we practice at this place that's like everyone else seems to just be the metal band from Long Island.
Yeah.
I'd love to know where those bands are playing. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they sound great too. Kind of in love with them.
Yeah. You can buy a double bass.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, double bass pedal. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole like rave scene that's going on there and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't do anything
really
with that.
Big,
you
know. Right now there's actually like a 36-hour rave that Brian's coming to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like I used to live in Berlin. It's funny because like New York is now just like taking so much stuff from Berlin.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, oh yeah, it's just big in Berlin like 6 years ago, whatever.
That's
all right. Yeah, I was there 2009 and 2012.
Okay.
What else? I mean, I think there's still, like, the experimental shit that's going on. Me and Vanessa actually went and saw Glenn Branca.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, and that's, like, a whole scene that, like, I think people our age don't really think about, but it's still there and, like, doing stuff, you know? Like, Glenn Branca is still performing at the Kitchen the same way he was doing in, like, 1975.
Yeah.
You know?
There's this new really great space called the National Sawdust that just opened in Williamsburg that's offers, like, all sorts of weird experimental and just, I don't know, interesting like collaborations between like well-known artists and like people that they're mentoring or just like newer younger artists, and bringing together like interesting like pairs of people. But that's new as of just like they're less than a year old.
Yeah,
and they got a lot of cool stuff happening there.
Great. If I were to round out a radio show with this interview on it, mm-hmm. and you can give any song requests for the show,
I'm never good at on-the-spot things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can tell you my five favorite albums.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah. See, I can never answer a question
please
like
do.
That.
I love that question.
Well, it's a little weird, but, like, B-52's, like, first and second album.
Wow.
Are both on your top five?
Well, yeah, kind of as a double pair. I just think of them as the same. They're
it depends
so,
on how you make the
they're
list.
They're both so good.
Because I actually just recently made mine, but there's so many, like, rules that you put in, like, oh, I just want a band represented or something.
I put in just, like, albums that I want to listen to the whole thing, and I never skip a song. Like, I'm never this song sucks. I don't like it. And I just
but do you look for balance
it.
In genres? So, like,
no.
If you were...
It's all about how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Jonathan Richman, Modern Lovers, that album.
Yeah, first one.
I would kind of say Total Control, like that album. I feel like I listen to all of them.
That first one.
The one that has drugs, drugs and stuff on it.
I cannot, like, just listen to one song.
No, I just listen to the whole thing. I listen to the entire thing as one album. Like, I never am, like, listen to a song.
Mm-hmm. I'd say Frank Zappa's We're Only In It for the Money. I cannot, that's another one. Like, I would just request that whole album. That's
really one of my favorite. Frank Zappa's tough to sit through, I think. I like Frank Zappa. Like, I understand.
But it is kind of like one extended song.
Bizarre, yeah.
But it is kind of one extended song. I actually haven't listened to Frank Zappa since I was 14. We should listen again.
You have to revisit.
Dude, at our show last night, I don't know, did you meet since I went to school here, two guys I went to high school with were at our show last night.
Okay, that's
one of them. One of them was in one of the bands that opened for us.
Whoa.
And that guy was a mega Frank Zappa fan, and he's how I even ever listened to Frank Zappa, because he had all the albums.
So he's still like
an ex-boyfriend
of T-shirt?
Is what brought me into Zappa's world, yeah.
Wait, who did?
An ex-boyfriend of mine.
Oh, yeah. That's who got me.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
What
does that mean? You're strung up,
I can't understand.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
One of these days, I am going to replace the most taking the world.
Tomorrow, I may do it with all the Frank Zappa masters.
space. I know he's sitting in there in the control room now, listening to everything I say. But I really don't care. He's horrible.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
On Saturday, April 16th, CJSF and CITR are bringing you Record Store Day, a full noon to 7 p.m. broadcast from locations all around Vancouver. There will be live bands, interviews, prizes, and more at your favorite locations. Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune. Come on down or tune in on Saturday, April 16th on CGSF 90.1 FM or CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms. Lots of people!
So we quickly heard the opener to Frank Zappa's We're Only In It for the Money, which is called Are You Hung Up, the odd amalgamation to open that record. You're listening to CHI 101.9 FM, and this program's called The Burrow. That one was somewhat by request of Vanessa, the drummer of the New York band Wall, who I had an interview with, and if you've been tuned in, you have heard most of it. So it's still got a bit left. We're going to hear a song from the B-52s, which is also, who had also been mentioned many times as an influence for the group. The track Dance This Mess Around from 1980's Wild Planet. I'm going to hear that song, wrap up the interview with Wall, and then be about near the end of the show for this week. So stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CHI 101.9 FM, and this is the B-52s.
Remember when you held my hand, say remember. When you were my man.
had this ex-boyfriend who was like, just read this 33 Degrees and listen to this album, and I think you'll be fine. And so I listened to Low.
I think you'll be fine.
And I listened to Low, and I am super fucking into it. But that's kind of the only album. Like, there's no other David Bowie albums that I, like, listen to the whole thing. But Low, like,
Station,
I just
love it.
Station is good, too. But Low is, like, you feel like amazing.
It is, yeah.
It's definitely his best album.
Yeah. Which Heroes is, like, structured the exact same way. So Heroes is what opened my eyes to David Bowie, but then I think Low is a better album.
I don't really... Yeah. I have a problem with his pop songs for some reason. Like, I don't like China Girl and, like, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Like,
Let's Dance is what my mom and I used to always listen to, like, when, like, driving, like, around, and that's what introduced me to it. But then when I got into his better stuff, I was like, oh, wow. Why aren't you listening to... Why is this the one?
Yeah.
My two favorite David Bowie songs are not on on Low are Andy Warhol and DJ. Do you know that song?
Really? Yeah, yeah.
DJ's amazing music video. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't seen the video.
You should watch it right now. It's David Bowie walking around Piccadilly Circus and people freaking out to see
him. Oh, yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah, it's like shot like really bright light and people like keep coming up and they go like, and he's just like,
My favorite
And that's
song.
When he was starting to get kind of suave, too. That was, like, going into Let's Dance almost. So, it's, like, right after Low, but, like, he's getting clean, and he's, like, starting to get sexier during that time. So, have you spotted Iggy anywhere?
I saw him last night.
Did you actually? Did you see his show?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, how was that?
I have a friend that works there. It was good. He's super old. I mean, like, it was fun.
Was he still, like, shirtless?
Shirtless. one of his legs is, like, significantly shorter than the other, so he was wobbling around a lot. Yeah. but, I mean, he had, like, great energy. He was into it. Like, he seemed super, like, happy and positive. You know, like, he's been doing it for so long. I was surprised to see him with kind of, like, that youthful, like, very, let's do this. Like, But, I mean, it was good.
Especially at a thing like this where it's, like, it's so, I don't know if diluted's the right word, but there's, like, so much happening that he really isn't as much of a focus and that he'd still be willing to.
Yeah, well, like, that's the reason I got in. Like, it didn't, the show didn't fill up, and so my friend that works there was like, they're opening it up to the public, so get here, and then when it fills up, then they're going to close the doors, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, it was good. I'm glad I got to see it, but I wasn't expecting to.
Yeah. Any other star sightings this week? Random star sightings.
No, I haven't seen anybody famous.
Did you see the Tony Visconti thing today?
The dudes from Pride or Martyr. No, he's
just... Oh, God, yeah. Star
The Kim Dare show.
Yeah, I love those.
All right. Any last words? Do you have anything to say for the other two members that maybe they'd want
to get worry about?
We just had a second pressing of our 7-inch, and it looks really good. It's got a different kind of cover, like an inverted, like, it's like a negative of what the cover of the first pressing looks like. It's, like, inversed, and so that's out, and because the first one sold out really fast, so that's available now through the Wharf Cat website.
Oh, yeah, sure, and then how else can people find your music?
Yeah.
Any other...
Spotify, iTunes. We're hard to find, though.
Yeah. A wall's a tough thing to Google.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just have to search Cuban Cigars, and then that'll take you right through us.
But. Yeah. We have, like, a very 90s name, but, like, in the 90s, they didn't have the internet, so it's,
right,
like,
so it
then
once
you, like, try to, like, get a website or whatever, like, it's, like, it's totally impossible. Yeah. But, I don't know, a lot of stuff is hard to... Unless you have, like, a weird combination, it's, like, hard to, like, find anything, I feel like, that's, like, not taken already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless you spell wall with, like, all numbers or something.
That would be very Witch House of Us.
Yeah.
I think then people would be confused about the genre.
Yeah.
I can't think of what they would want us to say or talk about.
I don't know. I feel like we talked about everything.
Yeah, sure.
The unity of theme with the songs?
Is there a theme?
Yeah.
Like, all of them? No.
No. Yeah, they're all pretty, like, whatever. I will say our new material sounds a little... It sounds cooler and, like, more dark and edgy, I think.
I feel like all
diverse
the songs...
Too.
Yeah, I feel like all the songs are diverse. It's, like, everyone is kind of taking from a different thing. Like, it's not, like, we... You know, like, a lot of bands... Or, well, not to... I'm going to throw shade on anyone. But, like, you know, like, it's... You listen to an album and, like... some bands, it's, like, it's hard to tell the difference between the songs.
Sure.
And I feel like we don't have that going on.
Yeah, definitely not.
Or I hope not.
I don't think so.
Some are, like, longer. Some are really short. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Like,
you
the full length is very well-rounded and not boring, I think.
tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. If you have been tuned in today, you heard an interview that I did with the New York rock band called Wall. Thanks to Vanessa and Elizabeth for sitting down with me, driving around Austin a little bit and chatting. And thanks to the rest of the band as well. It is just a random set of occurrences that the other two weren't able to be around. But they're an exciting new group. I think their EP is very good, self-titled, on Wharf Cat Records. And they've got a full length coming out in the near future. This year it should be coming out. Alrighty, closing things out, we're listening right now to a band called Rhythm of Cruelty, who's a group from Edmonton. And they're going to be here in town this weekend for a festival that's happening for the first time here in Vancouver. It's called Verboten Festival, and it's a couple days this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at a few different venues, the Astoria and some others. And it's all post-punk, industrial, synth-punk, synth-wave music. And it's very exciting. Should be a good festival. Was meant to have a band from LA called Egrets on Ergoats, something on those lines, who are from LA, had some trouble with their vehicle coming up here to Vancouver this morning, so they weren't able to make it, but thanks to them anyway for reaching out. Gonna try to maybe get them on air later this week, but they're gonna be playing as part of this festival. Rhythm of Cruelty from Edmonton, who we're hearing right now, will be there. Coban will be playing, Animal Bodies, some other great Vancouver acts, Mascara, etc. So it should be very good. 2-day little festival here this weekend. Exciting to see how that goes and how it might possibly grow over the next few years. To close things out this week, A Little Bit of Soul is coming up next, or should be coming up next. Haven't spotted Jade yet, but she should, hopefully around. Going to close things out with some Swim Team, who are local Vancouver three-piece, much loved around here. I think they fall in line with a lot of what I've played so far on the show, and certainly with the band Wall. I think they're picking up on a lot of the same influences and whatnot. So this song is called Recourse by Swim Team. It's going to close out this week's edition, this episode of The Burrow. Again, thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM.